to fall flat on your face, as they would have you. You're going to do a superb job. Remember, this show is only one small step in the direction of greater things you will do, many of which are beyond your wildest dreams. One of the things I like about you best is that you always give it hell for try. The show will be a success because of you and others like you who try. There are only winners in the cast. The losers are gathered down at the stable, laughing and hoping for our failure. If we could dig down deep inside of them, I'm sure we'd find that they would like to win also, but they're too scared to try. And they attempt to cover up their own failures as human beings by laughing at others. In a sense, I'm sorry for them. Their guilt must make them very unhappy people. Much love and give them hell, Hap. What a letter. I wished I had known him. I can relate to this very, very well, because I spent half my life as one of the boys down at the stable. Then I was fortunate, like that elderly couple. I had somebody knock on my door and show me how to turn in a bigger bulb, illuminate my life to a greater degree. And I experienced people like this. You see, what I did was I relate back, how did I react to these people? I reacted the same way. And I had to recognize, yeah, I was jealous. I was jealous. I was cynical. And I would point my finger and laugh at anybody who tried to be better. You'd never find me in one of these at that time. Now, this idea and expectation that John was referring to, I have come to the conclusion that as you study the laws of your being, that giving and receiving is one of the laws. It's the action-reaction where John was using a little dinosaur swing. And I found out as you give, you learn how to receive. And the more you give, the more you receive. And that's just the way it works. And as you get that law firmly planted in your mind, and you really understand the significance behind this power, then it becomes simple and, in fact, natural to expect good things. Because you know how it works. You expect your car to run when you turn the key. And if it doesn't, you know there's a little problem. And if there's a signal comes to you that there's a problem, let's say a red light goes on in the dash, you don't take a screwdriver and knock the red light out of the dash and keep driving. That's a signal telling you there's something wrong. You correct what's wrong. If we see a signal on our results, there's got to be a correction made in here. Let's go inside, get under the hood. As I mentioned a moment ago, we were fortunate enough to have Paul here yesterday. I'm going to ask Paul to come back down here. Now, Paul, maybe we could just stand over here, all right? Now, I asked Paul to come down for a reason. John and I come up with an idea some time ago. And we've been working on this idea for a long time. Last night, having dinner with Paul, Paul talked about changing the number 2 to a candle because it represented light, and light comes from inside. And I got thinking about this, and I was thinking of a quote that I guess you could say both John and I fell in love with quite a long time ago. And the quote kept playing on our mind and playing on our mind. And so we decided to develop an idea around it. And it is it's actually not a quote, it's an epitaph that Theodore Roosevelt wrote many, many years ago for his son, who had passed away or died in battle 6 months before his own death. And Roosevelt said, "Only those are fit to live who do not fear to die. And none are fit to die who have shrunk from the joy of life. Both life and death are parts of the same great adventure." He said, "All of us who provide service and stand ready for sacrifice are the torchbearers. We run with the torches until we fall, content if we can pass them to the hands of the other runners." Let me review part of it. He says, "All of us who provide service." I think Paul provides a lot of service. I don't think he does. I know he does. And if you go throughout Texas, Missouri, Louisiana, Kansas, you're going to say, hundreds of people, they'll say, yeah, Hutsy sure does provide a lot of service. And then he says, "And stand ready for